Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and we're talking springtime. And one of the things about spring is that we have the beautiful flowers that are starting to bloom, and we have certainly the azaleas. I think everybody gets excited about that, the dogwood trees. But with that also comes maybe some allergies and people being allergic to things. What can you tell us, Doc Bill, about maybe taking a little bit of extra care and precaution so that our vacation, our time away, is not ruined with lots of sneezing or drowsiness from the allergies?
Well, the first thing with allergies and any type of allergic response is going to be a function of the person, and it's going to be a function of the person knowing the problems and stuff they have. Most people who have significant allergies have a history of it, and they know the medications they're on. So before you go on your trip, make sure you pack and take your medications with you. If you're out on the trip and you're a place and you do have problems with allergy, there are certain things you can take over the counter. You can take Benadryl, but again, that can make you drowsy, so things like that you don't want to take if you're going to be operating machinery or you're going to be driving a vehicle. And there's also Claritin, which doesn't give you the tired effect that you get with something like Benadryl. But again, the most important thing is take your medication. If you prescribe for something, take your medication when you're given it, and don't forget to take it with you.
Yeah, because I know I've been on vacation and I've had some allergic response to things. And when I take the Benadryl, it does kind of ruin my whole day, really, because then I'm sleepy. So I think if you know that you have some allergies, you know, take what you usually take with you instead of having to then go and buy something that might make you drowsy.
Well, yeah. And again, you know, if you have very, very strong allergies, not just to the pollen and stuff in the air, even to food. Again, if you have an EpiPen or something like that, make sure you have it with you.
Mm-hmm. Very good advice. Now, what about some other things about being safe? Because I think when we travel, we really need to be diligent about safety. And we actually have a show that we're putting together where we're really going to go in depth in talking about safety and staying safe and secure when you travel. But I just thought we might pick up a couple of things because I know people are hitting the road now for spring break or spring getaways or trips where, you know, they're just wanting to sort of take advantage of this warm weather that we have now after such a rough cold winter that we had. But nothing runs a vacation like having something stolen. So as a teaser for our next show, let's just talk about a couple of things. Now, one of the number one things that I like to say to people when they're going on vacation is that a lot of times we're looking for that opportunity to relax, kick back, kind of just, you know, put all the stress and everything behind us. And we may let our guard down just a little bit more than we should. So we really need to stay focused and stay aware of our surroundings and what's going on around us.
That's very true. You want to make sure that you keep your valuables where you can see them. You don't leave them out, whether they're in your car or even when you're at the place you're staying. Make sure you put them away and have them with you so that's not a problem.
Mm-hmm. Just being aware of things like, you know, where, for ladies especially, where you have your pocketbook or if you have a bag or something like that, you know, where you're placing that, because thieves are looking for, you know, those opportunities where you're letting your guard down. Now, a number of other things, too, that, you know, that we can look at, a couple more things are really kind of limit your consumption of things like beverages, especially those that make you maybe not as aware of everything that's going on. So those type beverages, I would definitely say probably limit those so that you can stay a little bit sharper about things. Or, you know, if you're driving, you certainly don't want to, you know, consume too much alcohol that, you know, that may cause you to be drowsy.
And that's true. Also, looking at places that they do have bars and stuff, you know, how close is your place to a facility like that where everybody gets to enjoy and have some drinks? One of the advantages of the Captain's Cottage is, you know, you are within walking distance of two restaurants and definitely walking distance of one bar. So you can actually go to the bar, have something to drink, and you and all your friends can walk back. And that's kind of neat.
That's very, very neat. And I like that idea, but I would just have one other little, you know, cautionary note for that as well. And that is that even with walking, you want to still be able to safely do that. So no stumbling or no tripping or anything
Correct.
Like that, because nothing would spoil a vacation like having a broken bone or a sprained ankle or something like that. So you don't want to have those things either. So definitely not getting in the car, but being careful with the walking as well. Now, another thing I want to bring up, too, when we look at, you know, spring travel and staying safe is, you know, really getting that car in shape. I know we recently had a show on road trips. So people can certainly go to our website and listen to the archives of that particular show, because Bud from Bud's Garage was on the show, and he gave some really great tips for getting your car in shape. But just a couple of things, because one of the things you don't want to have happen is have car problems where you're stopped on the side of the road hoping for, you know, help or waiting for help to come. Because, again, that puts you sort of in a vulnerable spot, so you definitely don't want that. But also, too, it takes away from some of the time that you're going to spend on your vacation. So get your car checked out before you hit the road. And that includes everything from, you know, getting your tires checked to all of your fluids. If you need a tune-up, it's a good time for that, making sure that your lights are working, just all of those things. Because, you know, one of the things that, you know, your grandmother probably always said to you is better to be safe than sorry. And I think this definitely, you know, plays into to getting your car ready.
Right. And, you know, again, if you're using a smartphone or any phone, no texting while driving. And if you've got two people, then the one person that's not driving, they can handle all the communications and do things from that perspective.
Yeah, if you need to look up something, or if you're not sure where, you know, where you're supposed to get off, or if there's a gas station nearby or a restaurant or a hotel or something like that that you're looking for. Now, one of the things, too, that I recently found out about when I went to a travel goods show was all about RFID, radio frequency ID. We talked a teeny bit about this on a previous show, but just coming back from Europe, credit cards with those little chips, that's everywhere over there. It is coming to the U.S., so we really need to start learning more about that and getting ourselves prepared, because there are wallets and things like that that we can get that have some protection to keep those credit cards that have the RFID chips in them from, you know, having thieves really scan using radio frequency, you know, to capture, you know, our information. And you don't want that.
You know, there are a variety, like you said, a variety of wallets and stuff or persons you can put it in that has material which blocks a device from reading signals from those chips.
Mm-hmm. And you want to do that because, again, if your credit card is somehow compromised, that could really ruin your vacation.
Yeah, definitely.
And speaking about credit cards and going on vacation, what about budgeting, some budgeting tips for folks?
I mean, you have to, again, stay within your budget. It makes a vacation last longer and it makes it enjoyable. You don't have any anxiety there as to when I get back, what big bill do I have to pay? So you want the vacation to continue, in a sense, once you leave your vacation site. So you have to look at the amount of money you spend. And again, the further you plan a trip in advance and work it out, and the more information you find, the more you can bring the cost down and actually gain some savings during the vacation.
Well, you know, I definitely agree with you on that, because if you plan, even for those short trips or last-minute trips that you may be planning, you know, even if you really kind of think through those, because as you mentioned, one of the things you don't want to have is you get back and then you're trying to sort out, well, what bill am I not going to pay in order to cover this bill? You know, your vacation should really be something that is fun and that lasts with great memories, not, you know, stress when you get back home in terms of how to, you know, how to take care of that. So definitely plan those vacations. And big vacations, you know, definitely plan those out. Shorter ones, maybe those are the ones where, you know, you can go and maybe do a vacation rental, because those are great options in several ways, because you can also, you know, cook your meals and prepare your meals. You don't have to eat out as much. Vacation rentals usually means that you're staying in a accommodation that may have several bedrooms, so you can bring more people with you, and that cuts down also the cost of the actual accommodation. So those are great ways to actually budget and save.
Right, and you don't necessarily even having to cook your food. You can have a place that has facilities. Like when you stay at the Captain's Cottage, there's a shrimping seafood place down the road where you can have them just steam and fix your seafood that way, and you can come as a family and dramatically cut the cost down. And then have a, you know, have a great smorgasbord of seafood at a fraction of the cost and enjoying it in a great location.
And someone has prepared it for you. I really like
exactly
that idea.
Right.
And then also, too, there's an organic farm that's not too far away from the Captain's Cottage. And that's another way, too, to just, you know, go and have vegetables, a big salad, and that steamed seafood. That sounds great. Sounds really good. Now, another thing, too, especially this time of the year, we're always looking for last-minute deals. But I can tell you, as spring and summer comes around, those are usually the busy times for most vacation places, and you may find less deals, or the deals that you find may be last minute. So for last minute travel, you may be able to find deals. If you're looking to plan ahead, may not find as many deals, but it's always good to check.
That's true.
Now, we are wrapping down to the end of the show, and I'm really feeling like springtime. So what are you going to do this weekend? Should we do something special?
Well, we can do some stuff at the house. We can also go and enjoy some of the great things happening up in the North Georgia region.
Well, you know, I like that idea of going back to our date place, back up to Glenn's place. up to Black Trout, you know, Black Mountain Trout Farm.
It's a good place to go, and we can check and see if trout are ready.
Well, it sounds like a good idea to me. I could use some trout. Thank you guys for listening today, and join us in 2 weeks. We'll be back with more travel news right here on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9.